Welcome to Foxton Locks. Oh, by the way, my name is Mike and I work at the Foxton Canal Museum. If you haven't been to Foxton before, you're in for a real treat. This place is just brimming with history. There's the wonderful steep staircase of locks and the old canal buildings, like the lock keeper's cottage, the stables and the elegant brick bridges at the top and bottom of the hill. But there's also the remains of a boat lift. What a sight that was when it was working, its huge tanks being hauled up and down, laden with canal boats. The lift itself is long gone, but that giant grassy slope that we call the inclined plane is still very impressive. You can't help but admire those Victorian and Edwardian engineers. Anyway, you don't want to listen to me going on anymore. I'd like to introduce you to a few old friends who can tell you about the real Foxton. Let's start with Tom. It's 1810 and Tom, a navvy who has worked on the canals for years, is just putting some finishing touches to the newly built flight of locks at Foxton.
How do? So, you want to know how it all started? Foxton Locks, that is. Well, you come to the right man. I've been here since the beginning. First signed up as a navvy in 1793, cutting the Leicestershire and Northamptonshire Union Canal, or LNU for short. They call us navvies because we've been working on these new canal navigations that have been springing up left, right and centre. Most of us is just farm workers and the like, and we're making the most of chance to earn something extra to keep us going. A lot of us do digging, but we got all sorts among us. Bricklayers, carpenters, stonemasons, blacksmiths, carters, and we've even got Cornish tin miners and all to help with them tunnels. There was hundreds of us working on the LNU. Anyway, 1793 I started from Leicester. We got as far as Market Harbour and was full expecting to go on to Northampton when the canal company run out of money. Expensive business building canals. See, the plan was to link up the rivers Trent and Soar round Nottingham and Leicester with the River Nene at Northampton. Anyway, we weren't out of work long because another canal company, the Grand Union Canal Company, came up with a new route south. Their chief engineer, Mr. Bevan, decided to go up and over the hill here at Foxton, for which we all thank him. Can you imagine? All 10 locks and them side ponds all dug out by hand. Hard to believe it myself when I look at them now. Maybe you'll give me a thought when you see them. As if that weren't hard work enough, we've also got to build 3 tunnels, not to mention the 20 mile or so of cut between here and the Grand Junction Canal near Daventry. A very grand union indeed. Anyhow, I'd best get on. We haven't finished yet. There's plenty more to do before they can open up for business. Good day.